Again, welcome to day 10 of the Winter Feast for the Souls. So to begin, I'd like to invite you to take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Just let yourself land in this present moment, in the space that you're in, the body that you're in. Landing in the middle of your own experience. And today we're going to shift from the topic of mindfulness to learning. It's the next thing in Rick Hansen's book. And we've already sort of touched on this foundational principle that he talks about, is that we can learn to be resilient. And the ways in which we learn to be resilient is through activation, accessing the things we want to learn, and then installation. And he more specifically talks about it as a process that he uses the acronym HEAL for, which is have a good experience, enrich it, absorb it, and start to link it or use it in a practical kind of way. And over the next couple of days, we'll look at each of those fancy letters. And so today is really about, and again, we've already sort of touched on this, is leaning into your own experience of where you feel resilient, of starting to notice it, starting to really call that into your own experience. And part of what this does is it helps to sort of counterbalance a natural negative bias of the mind. So we're always scanning the horizon for what's wrong, because that's a good survival thing. It's more important to see the lion than the coconut in the jungle. And so we can train our minds to just counterbalance that by also seeing what's good. And so for today, I want to invite you to start to notice, again, continue to notice where you already feel resilient. And I want to go through the categories of the inner resources and just let them land on you. Just let them land and see where they show up in your own experience. So they are grit, gratitude, confidence, calm, motivation, intimacy, courage, aspiration, and generosity. So let that land in your experience, in your practice today, and as you go through the day. So shifting to the formal practice itself, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. From that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, so strong back, soft front, hands resting comfortably. Connecting to any sense of ease, resilience, and then allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.
Mm-hmm.